Welcome to Equine Wealth's Research Radio, a look at the latest in cutting-edge equine studies brought to you by SSG Gloves. Our guest today is Dr. Thomas Koch, Assistant Professor of Biomedical Sciences at Ontario Veterinary College. His work on stem cell therapy has opened up numerous doors to studies that have been more than promising in their results. That's coming up today on Research Radio. SSG Gloves knows that champions use the best equipment, leading-edge tack that extends to their gloves. Just ask champion rider Eric LeMays. SSG digital gloves with the DigiGrip square groove technology have been part of Eric's rise to success. SSG digital gloves offer the ultimate in feel, grip, breathability, and durability. The digital pattern gives you increased grip and wear, and of course, they're machine washable. SSG Digital Gloves. See them online at www.ssggloves.com. Dr. Koch, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Your specialty is in equine regenerative medicine, I should say, and it's had some promising results because your colleague, Dr. Judith Koenig, is conducting a trial to try and see if a horse with tendon problems can basically be healed. This is a young thoroughbred she's working on, but the whole gist of that comes from the work you did in finding a way to establish a protocol for collecting and separating stem cells from equine cord blood. Tell us how all that came about and how it evolved into what your colleagues are doing now at Equine Guelph and OBC.
Yeah, that's true. That this particular horse was treated with so-called mesenchymal stromal cells that we have isolated from umbilical cord blood of newly born foals. And this type of cell population of cells can come from many different sources, and they are also commonly harvested from bone marrow and adipose tissue. When I started my PhD in 2005, we were looking at alternative sources, and one of the advantages of umbilical cord blood cells would potentially be that it would be a younger cell type that had not been exposed to decay over time, as you see in older individuals, that stem cells from older individuals sometimes don't have the same properties as stem cells from young individuals. And it would be a non-invasive source of stem cells because it's basically a waste product. We are collecting it from the placental tissue at the time of foaling, so the blood that's left in the placental tissues is what we are harvesting.
So this has really opened up a wide door of opportunity, would you not say?
Yeah, it's interesting because when we started out, I mean, there was reports from human medicine isolating this type of cell, but it was very inefficient. They would get maybe 30 to 60% isolation success in human medicine, and over the years we have refined our protocol so that we now have a protocol where if they're able to collect the blood on the farm, in the vast majority of cases we can isolate these cells. So at the moment the challenge is collection on the farm, and you have to be present, and the birth of a foal is a very quick process, so you need monitoring equipment, and it's quite personnel heavy to actually collect the blood.
However, would you not say that you know, as time goes on and collection methodology, the hardware for it, let's say, becomes less expensive as it's put to more use, this might become something more commonplace? In other words, a horse is foaled, automatically their placenta is stored, so that if this individual is an equine athlete, later on those cells can be used in any possible therapies.
Yeah, absolutely, and that is definitely a possibility now that I think has a stronger foundation to proceed, that for select individuals where the infrastructure is in place to collect the cord blood, you could collect the cord blood. We can isolate the cells. We can store them in liquid nitrogen for years, and if that individual were to sustain an injury, we could thaw draw these cells and apply them therapeutically.
It is very exciting, because in the case of this thoroughbred, I understand that the results have been nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, so what's interesting in this case also is that we have done work in the lab. I did it during my postdoctoral study at the Karolinska Institutet in Stockholm, Sweden. And some of my graduate students have now reproduced the results I had at that time. And it shows that in the lab, these stem cells or stromal cells can suppress the proliferation of certain white blood cells that are responsible for inflammation and immune reactions. And also we have looked at certain proteins on the surface of the cells, and they're lacking some of the proteins that are often involved with immune rejection when you inject organs or cells between individuals. In the case of this thoroughbred horse, it's not only cord blood-derived stromal cells, it's also cells derived from another individual.
More in a moment with Dr. Thomas Koch. You know, SSG gloves have been making the best riding gloves that are lengths ahead of the competition. Their cutting-edge design has given way to a new age of riding gloves. Introducing the Digital Glove. Its DigiGrip technology gives you the feel and grip along with durability, and they're machine washable. Black, brown, navy, white, and camel colored, the SSG Digital Glove puts you atop the board. See your SSG dealer or go to www.ssggloves.com.
So what we call allogeneic use. And so that is one very interesting note on this case.
Now, let me ask you this for the horse trainers that are tuning in. Because we're talking about how it affected the tendons of this one thoroughbred. Are tendon problems more abundant, let's say, in thoroughbreds to standardbreds? I would think it'd be more in the standardbred, but what's been your experience?
It's across all horse population, also show jumpers and dressage horses, reining horses, standardbreds and thoroughbreds. They all sustain tendon injuries. There's differences between the performance horses, which type of tendon injuries they typically sustain, but they all sustain ligament and tendon injuries.
Well, your research would appear to be revolutionary in that, you know, imagine the possibilities for future use. I mean, you know, we can see a day where bowed tendons might be a thing of the past. Is that not true?
There's lots of people that have done a lot more work on tendon injuries and also on the use of stromal cells in equine tendons. Roger Smith from UK was one of the pioneers, and they use bone marrow-derived cells that they then combined with the aqueous phase of the bone marrow. So it's really a combination therapy. So in the case that we treated, it was purely the cells. There was no other biologics added to the treatment protocol. So any perceived effect.
How close are we to having this as standard therapy?
I mean, there's a number of exciting things about this. Obviously, the clinical impression from the equine surgeons involved in the cases, and also the radiologist involved, they have all reported that they were surprised of the healing and the speed of the healing. It still remains to be seen whether these horses are going to avoid re-injuring as their workload increases. But from the cellular perspective, it's very exciting that these cells were from another individual, because that would potentially circumvent the collection problem or issue on the farm. So we can now isolate cells from a number of donors that can be also potentially well characterized. We can characterize the cells in the lab before we use them, because we don't have a time pressure, and then apply them to a broad number of horses. And I mean, every time you try something new, the first question or the mantra in medicine is do no harm. So we didn't really want to pursue this before we had some laboratory evidence to support the rationale, and that it now seems to do no harm from a safety perspective is very encouraging. I think the next step is to get more cases enrolled to ensure that it is safe, and then after that, it would be to do a proper control study of horses that are getting the cells, and then horses that are not getting the cells, maybe getting the cells at a later time, just to see if is this a real effect. Because although it's encouraging now, we can, from a scientific perspective, say that it's evidence-based medicine. It's still experimental medicine, but it's definitely very exciting and encouraging.
You hit the nail on the head. It is very exciting. We look forward to following your work in this area and the work at OVC. Dr. Koch, thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. My pleasure.